We now bring you a talk in English on the child education of the future. The speaker is Sri Navajata, Chairman, Sri Aurobindo Society, Pondicherry. Sri Navajata.
In this ever-changing, ever-progressive world, what are the future responsibilities for which we have to prepare the children of today? Humanity is passing through a very critical and unprecedented period in its history. The world has become a global society. As such, it needs truly global leaders, the universal man. We have landed on the moon and will soon have communication with other planets. Hence, we need not only cosmonauts, but cosmonauts as Superman, with super bodies who can explore these planets and even settle down there. We have become conscious of both our great potential and our limited development. Scientists hold that man is not utilizing even 10% of his brain. How to become a complete man and lead a total life is the greatest need of today. Sri Aurobindo shows us the supreme way to meet these needs. According to him, man will be surpassed by a higher species. In this next step in evolution, even the body will get transmuted. It will become luminous, light, plastic, and non-vulnerable. 23 years back, in 1956, the mother announced that the supermind consciousness had descended on Earth and this further evolution would now get hastened. It is this great future which awaits the children of the present and next generations, if we could provide them the right kind of education and environment. The child is not just a body, he is complex. A body, a life, a mind, a soul, a psychic, that is, intuition, thoughts, impulses, instincts, all put together. Every child is unique, and each one is meant to occupy a special position in collective life. Besides, some people think that the IQ of the child of today is on an average much higher than that of the child of the earlier generations. Besides, a new awakening has come in the younger generation, a new kind of awakening. I am reminded of a true incident. A lady whom I know and who has two daughters once asked them what they would like to become. The elder one replied, "Mama, I would like to become an architect." The lady was pleased and turned to the younger, who was giggling, and asked her, "Why are you so amused?" The younger one answered, "Because you will laugh." And she added, "I want to become God." The girl was serious about it, and she was right. This is the truth of life which most of us have overlooked. The aim of life is not to be just an architect or other professional person. Profession is only a means. The aim of life is to realize and manifest our highest self, that is the divine, on earth. Sri Aurobindo says, we are in essence divine and should become as he. This divine becoming is the next step in evolution, and the integral education is the method to realize it. The first step is the education of the parents. They should have the knowledge of how to form the body, the mind, and the vital personality of the child in the womb, and how to invite a developed psychic being to inhabit it. In India, even conception is a sanskar. It is called Garbhadhan sanskar. If the parents aspire for a great soul and keep their consciousness pure and turned towards the divine, a great soul would enter the womb of the mother and the body of the child. According to some Indian occultists, a conception on an odd day from the day of the beginning of menses begets a male child, and a conception on an even day begets a female child. The researches in genetics, phenomenon of rebirth, psychology and spirituality are opening to parents new possibility of choosing a child and developing him. According to genetics, they can choose the color, the form and the character of the child. According to spirituality, they can choose the soul of a child. Further researches must be carried out in all aspects of prenatal education and the necessary information provided to the parents. The mother once saw twins, girls, who were like a painting of Reynolds. She mentioned this to their mother, who admitted that she had a replica of this painting of Reynolds hanging over her bed. The present system of education and way of life is inadequate, in certain respects even harmful, to the growth of the children. The parents, the teachers, the community and the government all have to collaborate for a great future. The community should organize its collective life and environment in such a manner as to make it conducive to the total development of the child, or rather of all persons. A community life where the children could grow without losing contact with their psychic personality. The physical education should begin at birth and continue throughout the life. Much research has been done in this field at the Sorbonne University in Paris. The aim should be to make the cells of the body conscious. The vital education should teach the child to control and develop his sense organs and help him to transform his character. The mental education should cover the control over mind, silencing the mind, and development of intuition, concentration, and expansion. It should help the child to find a central idea around which he can organize his life. The psychic and spiritual education should help a child to get contact with the divine presence in him and lead a divinely perfect life. I would like to share with you a small experiment. A teacher outside Pondicherry, devoted to Sri Aurobindo, selected a few dull students from his school and made them get together every morning and aspire for and invoke the descent of peace and higher consciousness in their minds and bodies. Within a few months, these students became bright and excelled others both in studies and sports. The future child psychology will not be an art of deduction and reasoning, but that of identification and yoga. Those teachers and parents could help most who could develop supramental consciousness in themselves and communicate it to their children and students. In the International Year of the Child, the focus should be on this further evolution, and programs should be started where all children can have the opportunity of accelerated further evolution. The Sri Aurobindo Ashram and Auroville are intended to be the models of communities where the children would acquire integral education and prepare themselves for a new life. Such communities could multiply as soon as more and more people accept this goal. As our own modest contribution to this great future, we intend to set up a children's world in Auroville, where children could be prepared for this new life, where they could organize their life as citizens of the world and all their daily activities, food, exercises, studies, games, even sleep, will be directed towards this goal of perfection and transformation. To this, children's world will be attached a teacher's training program so that teachers could be trained and such institutions can be established in other places. New kind of educational materials have also to be made ready. Some people are already working in this direction. Let us all try to prepare the present generation of the children for a supramental future and nothing less. The time for transformation is imminent. Let us not fail to respond to the call of what Sri Aurobindo refers to as the hour of God.
You have been listening to a talk on the child education of the future. The speaker was Sri Navajata, Chairman, Sri Aurobindo Society, Pondicherry. This program came to you from the studios of All India Radio, Pondicherry.